So I request everyone, you are so much welcome to join us. This is the first day for us outside in the sacred lap of Giriraj, and we wanted to offer a light, Hare Krishna, Govinda Balava, a light to the Lord. Someone wants to also join us?
He's following us.
Yeah?
He's following us.
Oh yeah, yeah. And what we will do is, we will all go there, or you, but we'll the, yeah. Krishna Murari and our Atul Krishna will give each one of you a light, and then you can please offer it to Lord Damodar, as he is bound by Mother Yashoda. You will see, and Padma Purana, it says, anyone who worships Lord Damodar in the month of Kartik by offering a simple deep, a simple light, he will become an associate of the Lord in the spiritual sky. It's the fastest way to make spiritual advancement. So after you have offered your light, I suggest
we'll
that
put here, Maharaj, in a plate here only.
Yeah, that there will be a plate, yes, and then we will bring it out so that it does not smoke, no? So our two pujaris, very pure in heart, will offer you the light, and then we will start. No? You all have you have the text there? But you know by heart. Namamishvaram Sachi Anandarupam Rasat Kundalango Kule Bhajamanam
Namamishvaram Sachi Anandarupam Rasat Kundalango Kule Bhajamanam
Yashoda Biyoloka Latavamanam Varamishyam Vadyan Tato Drutya Gopya
Yashoda Viyoluka Latavamanam Varamishyam Vadyan Tato Drutya Gopya
Rudantamo netra yogmanme jantam Karam bhoja yogmena satanka netram
Rudantamo netra yogmanme jantam Karam bhoja
Mushvasakampa tire kanta kanta Stita greva damo daram madibadam
Mushvasakampa tire kanta kanta Stita
Iti diksvalila via ananda kunde Svagosham nimajantam akhya pajantam
Iti diksvalila via ananda kunde Svagosham nimajantam
Bhakti Jitajvam Puna Prematastam Tathavriti Vande
Tani Shikani Shu Bhakti
Vadam Deva Mokshamna Mokshavadimva Nachanyam Vineham Parishadapiha
Vadam Deva Mokshamna Mokshavadimva Nachanyam Vineham Parishadapiha
Idam teva punata gopala balam Sada me manasya virastam kimanyai
Idam teva punata gopala balam Sada me manasya virastam kimanyai
Adyantanila Vritam Kundalai Snikta Raktaisha Gopya
Idam Venukam Bojam Adyantanila Vritam Kundalai Snikta Raktaisha Gopya
Raktadarang me manasya virastam alang lakshalavai
Mushum vitam bimba raktadarang me manasya virastam alang lakshalavai
Namo devadam moda Dananta Vishnu Prasida Prabodho Kajala Timagnam
Namo Deva Namo Dananta Vishnu Prasida Prabodho Kajala Timagnam
Kripa drishti vishnyati inam vatanu Nrihane somangakyam ejakshi drishyam
Kripa drishti vishnyati inam vatanu Nrihane somangakyam ejakshi drishyam
Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhuruka Jalapti Magnam
Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhuruka Jalapti Magnam
Patrishti Vishnyati Dinam Batano Ngrihane Shamangakyam Edyakshi Drishaya
Kripatrishti Vishnyati Dinam Batano Ngrihane Shamangakyam Edyakshi Drishaya
Guvedatma jobata mojeva yajavat Dvaya mochito bhakti vajokito cha
Guvedatma jobata mojeva yajavat Dvaya mochito bhakti vajokito cha
Prajata Prema Bhaktin Sva Kame Payacha Namokse Grahome Sita Modadeha
Tata Prema Bhaktin Sva Kame Payacha Namokse Grahome Sita Modadeha
Namaste Sudamne Sudatiptitamne Tvadiyo Rarayata Vishvasatamne
Namaste Sudamne Sudatiptitamne Tvadiyo Rarayata Vishvasatamne
Namaste Sudamne Sudatiptidamne Tvadiro Dalayata Vishvasyadamne
Namaste Sudamne Sudatiptidamne Tvadiro Dalayata Vishvasyadamne
Piyajaye Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam
Namo Radhikaya Tadhyaya Piyajaye Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam
Oh Namo Radhikaya Tadhyaya Piyajaye Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam
Namo Radhikaya Tadhyaya Priyajaye Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam
Jaya Radha Namo Dara Radha Namo Dara Sirahe
Jaya
Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.
Everyone, Namo Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Vajayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtadhyaye Shatayane
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Please chant with me. Namaste Narasinghaya.
Namaste
Shri Ratan Karnakalaya.
This we do in call and response fashion. Namo Nama Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama Seva Pavo Eyavira Seva Sahari, Sahari. Hariye Gaurani Jagasi
Seva Hariye Gaurani Gaurani Jagasi
Krishna Krishna Dase Kahi ye namo rai
jina krishna dase kahe ye namo rai
se deva govinda prema kalaye nama
Shri Radha
Govinda Prema Kalaye Namati
Shri Radha Govinda
Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama
Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama
Niyani Kanita Papani Namadyadi Kanita Tanitani Prena Shanti Hari Japari Pare
Jani Jani Chapa Pani Brahma Hari Jani Chapa Jani Jani Prana Shanti Hari Japari Pare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai
Jai Jai Shri
Hare
Hare Krishna. So nice to hear your enthusiastic voices. We are a little bit in a time situation. Please give me this book. I wanted to explain to all of you a little bit about the glories of this very special month, which is the month of Urujeshwari. Jeshwari is a name of Srimati Radharani, and it is indicating that urja means vitality, spiritual strength. Devotees since time immemorial come together in the month of Kartik and pray to Srimati Radharani. In this way, their life becomes ecstatic. Srila Rupa Goswami has written a composition called Radhashtakam, the 8 verses on the glory of Srimati Radharani. And in this composition, he has praised Srimati Radharani directly as Kartika Devi, the one who presides this month of Kartik or the month of Urja. He has written, Atula Mahashivinda Ranya Raje Bishiktam Nikila Samaya Patu Katikas Yadi Devim Aparimita Mukunda Preyasi Brinde Brinda Mukhyam Jagadagadi Kirtam Radhikam Achayami. I worship Radha, who was coronated in the kingdom of Vrindavan. This means she was made the queen of Vrindavan. I worship Radha of incomparable greatness and incomparable joy. I worship Radha, who is the presiding deity of the Kartik month, which is the chief of all seasons. I worship Srimati Radharani, who's the chief among all the unlimited beloveds of Krishna, and whose fame destroys the sins of all the world. Her fame destroys this papa, the sin of all the world. We are suffering because of our previously committed sins. And Srimati Radharani is praised as the one who by her glance, just she looks, by her glance destroys the lamentation of all the worlds, the lamentations which come because of miseries. Have you sometimes seen that in your life one misery comes and you didn't expect? All of a sudden, maybe your hearing capacity shuts down. Or all of a sudden, there's a misunderstanding with someone who's important to you. Or all of a sudden, you are denied the visa. This is all a result of sinful activities in the past performed. So Radha is taking all this away for especially those who reside in this month in her kingdom, the Vrindavan. In the Padma Purana we hear, Yatha damodaro bhakta vatsalo vidito janai tasya jam tadrisho mahasa svalpam apyuk. Just as Lord Damodar is known to be affectionate to the people, to the devotees, his month is similar. A small deed rendered in this month gives great results. Just as Lord Krishna is affectionate to all of us, when he sees that we do something, in the same way, this month is affectionate. I would like to say it's double affectionate. Why? Because this month was given to Srimati Radharani, who is known as Karunamayi, full of compassion. That's her name, Karunamayi. She is very affectionate. And a small deed rendered in this month gives the greatest results. This is from the Padma Purana. So, why is Srimati Radharani so absolutely important? You must know, she's the queen over Vrindavan. Baladev Vidyabhushana describes actually that once Purnamasi received from Krishna an order. Purnamasi, we want to coronate officially in an Abhishek Srimati Radharani as the Queen of Vrindavan. So Purnamasi arranged that there was a voice from the sky, an Akashvani, and the voice said, it boomed louder than all the Braj loudspeakers together over Braj from above, and it said, Radharani should be made Vrindavaneshwari, no? The queen of Vrindavan. And then five goddesses appeared, Ekanangsi, Sangya, and Shaya, these are the two wives of Suryadev, Shori and Ganga, and also Brahma's wife came. And they arranged a beautiful throne on a podest and made arrangements for a wonderful Abhishek. We hear here a very nicely described. Saraswati brought lotuses, garlands, gold, a throne, jeweled ornaments, an umbrella, chamara, and cloth. No? Saraswati is the wife of Brahma and has easy access to lotus flowers, garlands, no problem, gold, a throne, jeweled ornaments, and an umbrella. Why? Because a queen will be shaded under an umbrella, ideally a white umbrella with pearls hanging on the side. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. In the sky, the devatas came and played drums. And Tumburu, who has a beautiful voice, sang while Apsaras danced. And at an auspicious moment, Srimati Radharani was gotten and was led to the Abhishek podest. It's described that she was very shy and she was covered. She was not really prepared. She was not walking like, I'm coming. No, she was very humble. And only when she saw that Krishna was looking through the foliages, the tree, did she get courage to go on the podest. What else is here? The five goddesses then placed her. First she was based in the kingdom of Vrindavan, belonging to the Supreme Lord Krishna. She was bathed. Why is the bath going on? Was there some need for a bath, like we human beings have a bath? No, this is a royal coronation bath. It is when the king is installed. I know when Ramachandra was installed, waters from all the seven oceans were brought, and in the end he was given a pearl bath. Pearls came. Must have looked wonderful, this green body, then white pearls. So Radharani was also bathed like this. And then afterwards the five goddesses placed her on a golden pedestal, and then they sprinkled her with water that was mixed with herbs from the heavenly planets. There were all these immortal herbs, and it was brought in jeweled pots. And then Savitri, the wife of the creator of the universe, stepped forward and put her thumb into a beautiful pot and took some substance and drew the tilak on Srimati Radharani's forehead, which would mean that she was now officially the queen. There were responsibilities given to Vrinda. Krishna's friends became assistants, and she became the queen of Vrindavan. The message from the sky had been caused by whom? Who? Yeah, but behind?
Krishna.
Krishna, you know everything. And that is always the last address in Vrindavan. Or even Radha. So, so Krishna wanted to dispel personally all doubts about the greatness of Radha. The best of the gopis to rule just 5 yojanas of Vrindavan as a kingdom. Now, as the 2 wives of the sun god, Surya, their good name?
Sandhya
and Jaya. Yes, these are the 2 wives. As they were performing the bathing ceremony, Sangya was asking around, said, "She is so beautiful. Look, she sits so modest on her pedestal, and she receives our offering with such grace, and her hand is, right hand is raised for a gesture of blessing. I mean, Vrindavan is so small, but she looks to me like an extraordinary queen. We have never seen such a beautiful queen with such good effulgence and qualities. She should have the whole universe. Why such a small place? It's a few yojanas only. 5 yojanas, small kingdom." At that time, one great personality said, "Oh, you don't know what is Vrindavan." When Brahma came to see Krishna after he had stolen
the calves,
he was shown that all the universes are there in Vrindavan in just one small corner. So how can you say Vrindavan is limited to this area, a very small kingdom? Brahma personally had seen, no? You remember how the Vishnus were there and how so many Brahmas, so many, there was a whole universal affair. And so in this way, Radharani was made the queen of the unlimited kingdom of the spiritual world, Vrindavan. And she was made the month of the devata of this month, or Urjeshwari. Vaishnava scholars say that the special benefit of someone who performs, as the Padma Purana says, only a small deed, is that their devotion will be strengthened. They will get new life, new vitality. Some of us need it, especially myself. No? Now you must know one thing, which I'm explaining to you the comment of Baladev Vidyabhushana. We can meet Radharani very personally in the month of Kartik. What? Yes, you can go and touch Srimati Radharani's lotus feet in the month of Kartik. I'm very, very sincere. There is a very nice verse also from the Padma Purana. It says, "Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sava Gopisho Savaika Vishnu Adyanta Valabha." Just as Radha is dear to Krishna, her Kunda is as dear to him amongst all the gopis, Radha is dearest to him. So if you want to go to see Radha, you can go to the Kund. Here is our Thakur Lalji. Thakur Lalji, since he is practically an infant, every morning takes Ajman from Radha Kund.
Yeah.
Every morning he takes. He says all diseases go by Ajman sooner or later. So, and when I first, maybe second time when I met Thakurji, I asked him where, I met him in Bangali, one street, and I was asking, where are you going? And Thakur Lal said, I'm going to Radharani. I said, what? You're going to Radharani? I was not believing that Thakur Lal was telling the truth to me, that he was going to Radha. Then I found out he was going to Radha Kund, because Radha Kund is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. Some say she is the manifest, Radha Kund is also the liquid prema, no? Which is same, you know. So this is confirmed in this verse here. So I think you begin to understand, wow, Radharani, queen of Vrindavan, wow, Damoda has given this month to her, and she has transformed this month with special potency, so that these our very good neighbors, they have offered the light. It is maybe they offer also other lights somewhere else. But even if a person only offers one light, there are many statements in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Lord makes him an association in the spiritual world. They say even a small child had benefit. It was because the child Dhruva offered a light in the month of Kartik that he was able to see Lord Vishnu. It goes, it's a whole chapter. Hari Bhakti Vilas, I believe it's Vilas 16. Amazing. So I want to just end by quoting another very nice and confidential secret from Rupa Goswami. I want to encourage you. Rachaninam bhajananam atulam dush... No. It's a... Rachinanam bhajanam atulam dushkaram shrivatume nairashyena jala tihridayam bhakti lesha lasasya vishvadrichim aga haratavakanya karunya vichim asha binduksitam idam upadyantare antashaityam. Rupa Goswami gives a verse in Tribhanga Chakrastava about the hope which Vaishnavas can have. See, when you come to the land of Vrindavan, it's very, very important that you pluck out or you remove yourself from the ordinary story of life. That is, when I personally come to Vrindavan, what I do in the West seems to be a distant dream for me. I'm doing this and I'm living like this. It is like a dream for me. It is because when you are actually surrendering to Vrindavan Dham and not thinking, oh, when will I return? When will I return? When will I return? When you actually stay here for, and then Sachinandan Swami becomes Sachinandan Das, no? The real servant. All of us become very much servants, otherwise we are not tolerated here. When you want to be the master in Vrindavan, you are shown by Vrinda Devi the way out. Vrinda Devi is guarding one door, we learned this morning, to the spiritual world. That's why we always chant the Tulsi prayers. No? And we are going as Gaudiya Vaishnavas and followers of Prabhupada, he has opened the door or the access to Vrinda Devi, so we are going that way. That's why we always chant in the month of Kartik the Tulsi prayers. Very important. Or if you can circumambulate Tulsi, or if you can, like Govinda Vallabha, carry Tulsi on the head, you do sometimes? No? No? In Pada Yatra, is not? No?
No, I didn't do it before, thank you.
No. Well, so, no, but connection with Tulsi Devi is very important, especially in the month of Kartik, because otherwise you will not go over that threshold. It will not be possible for you. So, I wanted to say something. Yeah, in Vrindavan, you should not be the master. You should be the servant. That means you should make yourself please, dependent on Radharani's plan. And if you do, you will see, she has a much better plan than you. Much better. But you have to first surrender the ego. I'm the doer. Everything always happens differently in Vrindavan when you are surrendered. And it's always better than your own plan. But you have to surrender. No aham mameti. So Rupa Goswami says, when I hear of the difficult worship of the old devotees, like, you know, maybe Ambarish or Shukadev Goswami, when I hear what austerities they did, my heart starts to burn because I feel so hopeless. How can I do such great service? Oof. I'm dead after one Govardhan Parikrama. Tagulal in 3 hours. 3 hours. But normal people are dead after. So yes. When I hear this, my heart burns in hopelessness. I have no hope. I'm also very lazy when it comes to chant or to hear about Krishna. Even the particles of bhakti is very difficult for me. Oh, Krishna, O destroyer of Aga, you are the destroyer of sins. When I hear, however, of your waves of mercy that reaches from Brahma to the lowest creature, I achieve peace within. I become peaceful because I'm sprinkled with a small drop of hope. So when I think of my own efforts, I become hopeful. Hopeless. They are not very, very big. But when I hear how you are merciful, to Brahma you were merciful, remember, he was forgiven his offenses for having stolen Krishna's cowherd boys. But this mercy is not only for Brahma, it is stated here, it reaches down from Brahma to the lowest creature. You know, everyone is in the mercy program of Krishna. Then, as a result, when I meditate about it, I feel my hot heart is becoming cool with hope, because a small drop of hope has been sprinkled on me. So in the month of Kartik, I always think of it as the most hopeful month. It is in this month, the queen of this place, our Srimati Radharani, is very, very merciful to us, and she is willing to give us a blessing. Krishna, in his mercy, has said, okay, you do. And he has, in this way, this is the month of good hope. But please know, when you go through Vrindavan, the queen is looking in your heart all the time. Krishna is looking in your heart. They want to see that you make a decision in your life where you surrender to them, say, like a little child, oh Radhe, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. And then she will pick you up like them, and wonderful things happen. Good. As the Kartik tune in, I always have requested Krishna Murari Goswami, who is becoming a YouTuber very quickly, to say a few words of tune in. Please sit here, turn that the devotees can see you.
It is said by a very great personality, Nagari Das, who was a king himself in Rajasthan, and he turned a very great devotee of Krishna. And he was living in Varshana, and he says that in the ending part of his life, he has written a poem which contains 50 lines. And in the ending part of that poem, he writes that Nagariya Brajabas Kripa Phal Paayi Hai. That, O Nagari Das, know this, that even a momentary residence in Vrindavan is received by Kripa. Nagariya Brajabas Kripa Phal Paayiye Brajanagar Nandalal Nishdhan Gaayiye. And if you have to receive this Kripa, if you have to, you know, maintain this Kripa on yourself, then what you have to do is Brajanagar Nandalal, meditate or chant about the names of Brajanagar Nandalal, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Brajanagar Nandalal Nishadhan Gaiye. You know, don't let even a moment go by that you don't remember him. So, especially in the Kartik month, if we all can make this decision that we do our best on our side, leaving our own ourselves. You know, I tell you a very good story. Once there were three friends, not spiritual friends, but they were material friends. They were so happy, they would party around, and so one day they drank so much liquor and they were full after drinking, and then their house was on the other bank. So they have their own boat. And they sat in the boat, they had their rowing panels, and they started rowing, and the whole night went by, and they were trying to reach another bank, but they could not reach. Why they could not reach?
They were drunk, no?
Because they were tired. The boat was tired. They tried all their efforts, but the boat was stuck. They did not remove their things which were taking them, binding them to their previous self. So we may see doing many efforts, but you know, the boat will not go to another corner.
Wonderful.
Till the time it's there. And opportunity is there for all of us. The invitation from Thakurji is always there to be here. Yes, we have received it. Even for some time, you know, like some of us have come later in Kartik, but yeah, it's there. And wish you all the best, and Yeah, we should try our best. That is on our part that we can do. And rest is in the hands of the Kartikeshwari Srimati Radhike. And yeah, she is really merciful, like a mother. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Well spoken, well spoken. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's very simple. In the month of Kartik, try to remember somehow or other Radha and Krishna. The original practices are, of course, given. You know, you can hear the Bhagavatam regularly. Then you associate with sadhus. You somehow associate. Then you chant the name. Then you worship the deity. And you stay in here. Just staying in Vrindavan is called Dhamvas, but also Dham Seva. See, all services have the problem of being interrupted. There is the Swarup Seva, that is direct service to the Lord's personal form, either by the highly advanced devotees who serve in their minds, or by the pujaris who serve the Lord's form on the altar. But that is, everyone feels after some time, oh, I can't maintain this. I can't be always in Krishna consciousness as a pujari, not, and also as those who do the practice of smaranam, and they feel interrupted. They have to eat, they have to beg for food, they have to go to the market to buy sabjis maybe. Well, if they beg for food, not, but otherwise they have to sleep eventually. Nam Seva is also not continuous. You can chant, but everyone who chants extra rounds knows sometimes the danger is that chanting becomes mechanical. You have seen that danger where the mind switches off and you are not chanting out of ecstasy. But Dham Seva, Govinda Vallabha, Dham Seva is continuous. Even when you sleep, you are in the Dham. When you eat, you are in the Dham. When you have digestion problems, you are in the Dham. It is always, there is no time when you don't perform Dham Seva in the Dham. So we are very, I don't think we will ever know our fortune. Maybe when we are finally in our original position as service, then I think we will have forgotten this whole time here in this world. So I think we will never know. Here we cannot understand because we have the mind, and there we have no mind of the world any longer, so we will never know. But maybe some great saint will say, yes, I saw you at the Govardhan Hill. I saw you. That was because you were there, and one sincere prayer you said. Good. My dear devotees, we have unfortunately a time limitation. We require to leave